life. Could scientists ever duplicate it? Answers with Ken Ham, host of the popular film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, do you think scientists will ever create life in a laboratory?
When I went to school in Australia, my teachers told me that scientists were trying to produce life in a lab. But I realized that even if they did, it certainly would not be evidence for evolution. Now think about this. Here's an evolutionary scientist with 50 years dedicated research, millions of dollars worth of equipment, and he says, if I can just make life here in a test tube, I have proven no intelligence was necessary in the beginning. You see, even if scientists did make life in a test tube, the effort will have nothing to do with chance random processes, but everything to do with intelligence. And you know, that's what we see in the world. It always takes information to get information. Machines don't arise by chance. Our observations in science fit exactly with what the Bible tells us, that an infinite intelligence provided the information, the code systems for life. Our Creator God is responsible for everything that's here.
More faith-building information on the book of Genesis is found on our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. We'd like to believe it's one of the most attractive and easy-to-use sites on the entire Internet. Well, this week you can read Ken Ham's free booklet on the origin of so-called races. Look us up at AnswersRadio.com and read many of our free booklets there, including The Origin of the So-Called Races. That's AnswersRadio.com.